you want more? More money? More love? More energy? If so, then you're definitely in the right place, and I want to let you know that you're not alone. Each week, I'll be bringing you a special guest who will share with you their journey to success, where you'll learn beneficial skills, tactics, and life lessons to take with you along your own path. But the most important lesson you'll learn is that there's only really one person that you'll ever be chasing, and that person is you. My name is Matt Petruzzo, and I want to welcome you to the Chasing You Podcast. All right, my man, what's going on? We got a great dude with me today. We got my man Miguel Rodriguez, who is a fitness coach, a real estate investor, and a national inspirational speaker to over 200 schools around the country, speaking on the word of kindness. And I am so grateful to have this dude in my presence today. I have been lucky enough to see this man transform from, you know, a young juvenile like myself, right? And then just kind of go along the path, and I'm so excited to kind of learn a little bit more about
thanks for having me. We have come a long way since hanging out in middle school and high school, man.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining me, man. So what I want to dive into first is, you know, with anybody, it's like, you know, there's usually a past that kind of gets us to where we're at today. So I want to learn a little bit about you kind of growing up, because you know, you know, you have a very interesting upbringing. I want to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I don't think you knew. We knew I was Mexican, obviously, growing up, right? Which was always kind of a theme. But I feel like that's what made me unique, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't embrace it when I was a kid, or like when I was a youth, especially, because I like never fit in. You know, so growing up in Southern California, where we lived originally, parents came here in 1970 to America to pursue the opportunity, bro. And I just think about that, like, the sacrifices that they made, man. Mm. Like, hey, let's leave this third world country and go to America.
Amazing.
And I know I'm kind of jumping forward, but there's just so many like little traces that got me where I'm at. And it started with them coming over here, born in Southern California, which is basically like Mexico.
Yeah, right.
Right, the schools were in Spanish. Everybody spoke Spanish. And then in 1984, we moved to Erie, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You know, Plastec.
Okay.
Plastec was bought out in Southern California. There was this huge migration of Hispanic people, and our family was part of those people. So not only do they take a huge step to come to Southern California, but they're like, yeah, let's move 3,000 miles across the country to get us out of this environment. And
to weather that we've probably never seen before, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, so we come and, I go from being surrounded with little Mexican boys and girls to being the only Hispanic kid at Vernon Dell Elementary way back in the day. And then that's kind of like where this identity crisis of like, dude, I don't fit in. Mm. When I would go to Mexico, Mexican kids like wouldn't accept me because like I'm born in California, and then I was like the brown kid over here. So I feel like I was always different, and then I didn't accept my difference, well into like my mid-20s.
So kind of like going back to that identity crisis, what issues did you kind of run into, you know, throughout your middle school and high school days, like, you know, the masks that we put on, I think, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
curious about hearing what
well,
you
first and doing. Foremost, man, it was acceptance. Mm-hmm. I didn't accept myself for who I was, right? Mm-hmm. And with this identity crisis, I was trying to be somebody else that wasn't me, right? Whether it was like in sports or hanging out, like you said, juvenile, like juvenile, whatever, hanging out with the wrong crowds, chasing girls, like whatever, so, you know, just being
youth, right?
Yeah, just being you. But then at the end of the day, man, even like at a young age, man, I still had to face that person. Mm-hmm. I still had to face Miguel Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. You knew me as Mike back in the day. And it's funny because people still call me Mike from like back in the day. Mm-hmm. And like my wife knows the story of how like I would hide being in the city. Yeah. I would hide like who I really was as an individual. So, putting masks on, always trying to be different.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of weight if you're carrying that.
Without
daily,
a doubt.
Man.
I can imagine for
which,
sure.
Which led to a lot of like, just stress, anger, embarrassment. Mm-hmm. But I always hid it because I was always like super outgoing. Mm-hmm. It was funny. But again, I wasn't being myself.
Yeah. And I mean, I know kind of the same thing. Like we had this relationship when we were in our, you know, high school days. And I think it was very, it's difficult, I think, for a lot of people because we're not taught how to be emotional. You know, we're not taught how to actually build relationships. So a lot of people, like I think ourselves too, kind of growing up, we had these friendships together. Mm-hmm. We had these friendships,
right?
But it wasn't as deep as it could be. So I think a lot of us, like I hid a lot of emotions in myself. Like I felt a lot of insecurities in myself as well. And because we didn't learn any of these techniques that we know now about how to actually live a life of vulnerability and actually speak on who we are, I think it was it hurt us because that's not what we teach. Like, people don't teach you how to be vulnerable and how to actually have a deep relationship. And I think that's how we're able to be so appreciative of each other now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know the struggles that we went through to get there. And I love everything that you're doing right now. And
thanks.
You know, what kind of transitioned you from, you know, being that adolescent to kind of awakening, right? I look, it's like,
yeah, awakening. Like the aha moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was when I was 24 years old, maybe a little bit sooner. Yeah, I think it was around that time. I ended up getting a scholarship, played baseball,
mm-hmm.
at college and stuff, and that was dope. And I lived in Cleveland for like 6 years. So when I graduated college, it's like, boom, yeah, like I'm going to do this, you know, moving away from home and then like still trying to be somebody else,
mm-hmm.
even at 24, right? And then eventually moved back to Erie, Pennsylvania. And then that's where I kind of just really started reading. Like, mm-hmm. I met like a client, you know, when I was doing like fitness full time,
mm-hmm.
Gave me a book. It was called 3 Simple Steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never one to read, like never read. I don't know how I got through college without reading. yeah. And, because I was reading things that were interesting to me.
Yeah.
And then like, finally I just felt this book speak to me. It's like, yo, you're an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's only one you. And it was just like, you know, if you can't love and accept yourself for who you are, then like, who will?
Yeah.
I think you expect a lot out of yourself to do like good things to other people, man. But if you're not like feeding yourself, how are you going to be an asset towards others? And dude, it was just kind of like that. It was just kind of like an aha moment. It was like, I was like, hey man, I'm done like you hiding my dreams like in a closet.
Yeah.
I'm done like pushing like these passions and these ideas and just working for somebody else. And that's really what kind of like started to kind of like just come out of me.
Yeah.
Was like just my who I was as the original.
And I think
I was free.
Yeah, and we're amazing. We're at this amazing conference this weekend down here in Miami at the Growth Conference. And you know, it allows us to kind of see our potential because, you know, with school system, I you know, obviously I'm not a big fan of the school system, just because of the fact that, you know, they teach us these things, right? This general knowledge, but then they send you out to the world and they don't give you the tools to find who you are, you know. And then it's an amazing thing. The best thing that you'll ever find in your entire life is when you find out, you know, your reason is more than just this general knowledge.
Right.
And you found that, and I think you found that through God, right? And and you know, your message to be able to spread that, you know, some people, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter what you believe in or not, but it's something that you have to believe is available to you to live your highest purpose. And you know, you actually do some pastoring and things like that as well. So what made you get into the field of speaking?
Right. No, that's good. And I feel like, you know, the saying, there's a reason for everything. There's always a reason for something.
Yeah.
There's always purpose in whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I gotta give the Lord credit because when I was at the age of 24, like I finally like accepted Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that I was like a child of God. Right, that like out of, you know, 7 or 8 billion people in the world, like there's only one me, and that's where that breakthrough happened. And I was actually finally able to believe in myself. Mm-hmm. I was always good at encouraging other people,
mm-hmm.
But I was just like not really giving myself a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, in school, like in college, once like I stopped playing baseball, it's like I needed to do something, and I was a communications major,
mm-hmm.
so I was always like presenting talks in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you'd have those meetings with, like, with your, like, advisor or whatever, and you'd be like, okay, hey, you're going to go into PR, or are you going to go into radio? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, yeah, radio sounds cool. Like, no.
Right.
And then, you know, fast forward all that time developing, you know, my voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no idea that, like, 8 years after that, I was going to be traveling the country with a microphone in front of people, which is, like, the scariest thing to do. Like, if you Google, like, what the scariest job there is, like, public speaking. I don't even consider it public speaking, man. Like, I feel like I'm having a conversation with a room of 1,500 people, but there's one person in there. Mm-hmm. Well, there's 1,500 different speeches going on. And, dude, it's just so powerful. It's just cool taking my story, my experiences, things that, like, have helped me to teach other students, ultimately, especially, like, middle school, when I'm working with the kindness program, about, like, you know, letting them know that they're worthy, like, that they matter, that they have value. The biggest risk that these kids are facing is, you know, like, they don't want to, like, be around. They don't, like, you know, suicide is, like, the highest thing. So if I could just help somebody just be like, okay, yes, I am loved, give myself a chance. Mm-hmm. Don't be so hard on yourself, because I used to be really hard on myself, man, until I had that breakthrough.
Yeah, and I know you were, because, I mean, I could feel that. It's almost like, it's weird, you know, when I think growing up with some sort of kind of resentment of maybe who you are, or not knowing who you are yet, but knowing that you have more than what you are maybe told. Like, I wasn't a great student, you know, growing up. I don't think you were either, right? No. And then, like, the school system maybe might tell us, like, hey, we're not doing so well. So even though we have these thoughts and dreams that we could do more, we're kind of, they're suppressed a little bit. And then I just love that your message is being able to inspire other youth through your story.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the biggest things, like, what all inspiration is, you know, it's basically speaking in spirit. Mm-hmm. And speaking in spirit is, like, who you are. So they can connect to you because that's you. That's your spirit.
Yeah.
You're basically showing that to them. And I love that. I mean, that's why I connect so much with you, because, you know, you're just such a genuine dude.
Thanks, bro.
That I'm just like, man, I want to help this guy. Right, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care, whatever it is, man. Like, I need to get his message out. Mm. I need to help him in the real estate game. I need to help him in, you know, the fitness game, whatever it may be. Like, I'm just like, this dude is good. Let me help.
Right.
And, like, that, you're the same way. Like, you come up to me, you're like, you know, Matt, you're doing killer. Like, I'd love to do this. I'd love to do this. And, like, that's just how life should be. Like, but when you're vulnerable, and able to open yourself up to the criticism, to the vulnerability, to the negativity of what other people might think of you, then it allows you to not care so much about what other people think, or you're challenging your, you know, your peers to what you're doing. You're just basically trying to be the best you. You know, that's one of the messages here. It's like, we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. So
I could be better at serving or
correct
whatever it is. Yeah.
So what made you, like, I'm curious about this, because it took, you know, I talk about pain. You know, I love pain in my life because pain kind of pushes me to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So what kind of pushed you to get over that hump of caring what other people thought about you? Because that was something that I struggled with daily, right? So how did you get over that?
Yeah, I think subconsciously everybody struggles with that to a certain level.
Yeah.
It was when I had that aha moment of, like, music, you know, is one of my passions
for
and
sure.
stuff. And then when I finally started to kind of just, like, embrace this gift of, like, okay, I know I'm a good communicator. Mm-hmm. I know I have a powerful story. Just like you, anybody has a powerful story.
Everybody's got a story, for sure.
And, you know, now you use that story to help other people. Okay, so I got a couple things going here. And then here's the thing, though. It's like, I had to like, finally believe in myself. Mm. But then once you start out telling other people, okay, obviously, like, you know, we've heard it this weekend. It's like, hey, your mom's going to be like, yes, you go for it, right? You know, your uncle's going to be like, yes, absolutely. But then, like, maybe even, like, your best friend's going to be like, what?
What are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
You want to speak to 1,000 people? That's
right.
You want to do that?
It's like, wait, dude, you're a rapper, right? Like, I use hip-hop and stuff as, like, a hook to reach these students so that I could, like, be relevant and cool with, be like Uncle Miguel. and, dude, that was a challenge because people were literally trying to shatter this vision, like, this hunch that I had inside of me. And then it was just so liberating when I'm just like, you know what, man, I've lived my entire life trying to meet people's needs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And success, going for whatever it is that you love, if you're focused on what others think of you, you're gonna have a very difficult time, because especially as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, whatever, failure, rejection, mistakes are gonna like happen.
Yeah, learning.
Yeah, yeah, and instead of like being down in the dumps about it, it's like I thrive when somebody says no to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm flipping houses right now, and you know, I'll have 20 people walk through my house, and it's like, oh, I put so much time and effort into this, but it's just like, I have to remind myself that every no was one step closer to a yes. And, you know what? It's like the subtle art of not giving a...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Has really, really helped me, man, because it's like, I'm not, like, ignorant to the fact of what people think of me, but I just no longer, like, put their opinions on a pedestal.
Yeah. And I think, like, literally at this conference that we're at today, the reason why these amazing speakers are able to inspire us at such a great level is they understand this concept of not caring who you offend in lieu of all the people that you can serve. Because the people that you can serve will understand your message, will understand you and love you, your unique you, right? And being the unique you is the only true way that you can actually get that deep relationship built. Because if you're just living a superficial life,
right,
you know, yeah, it's going to be,
it's not authentic. You're not going to reach people.
You're not going to reach anyone. They're going to know you're phony. Like, and we talk about this too. Like, we talk about this, like how important it is. The biggest, most important selling aspect in any aspect of life is belief. Mm. And it's belief in yourself that that product, that service, that, you know, that relationship, that anything, you're 100%
sold. Story.
Your story. Are you sold on that story to be able to serve others? And you're sold on it, and that's why it's so 100%. Inspirational.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I was sold on it way before I was on a stage.
Yeah.
You know, you told me, like, you know, hey, like you started in churches and stuff. And, you know, like, I wrote a whole album, and I would just go to youth groups and just, like, perform.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you were in your passion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, that was my passion. Like, I never thought about, like, and then, like, you know, one of my pastors at the time was just like, hey, if it ever comes to the point where, like, you start making money doing this, it's like, you should, like, consider making a 501c3, a nonprofit. I was just like, whoa. And then for the very first time, like, I started to develop, like, my business side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the left part of my brain. I'm just like, whoa, that needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I started, dude, for like, I think all of 2017, I read over like $100.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I went from the guy who hated reading to like just becoming so mentally fit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Everybody talks about like getting fit and like having abs and like that's so awesome. But man, if you don't have the mental discipline to freaking do it, you're not gonna do it. You know, I was in the fitness industry for over 10 years full time. And that is a demanding business. And I was just kind of like on autopilot, like always serving other people. Like I was always like fitting and because like I was always in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
But then like once I kind of stepped away from that and like try to kind of like create my own thing, I needed to develop those skills because I never believed in myself as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was always just kind of like a W-2 person. There's nothing wrong with W-2, but listen, man, if you want to make things happen, you gotta get knowledge, which is essentially like what we're doing here.
And I tell people this all the time, like, there's no truly, I mean, in my opinion, this is my opinion, of course.
I am a?
Yeah, right. I don't think any very successful people have only ever just gotten a W-2 in their life. You gotta get a 1099 some way or other, right?
It's exciting.
Yeah, and it's that kind of leap, you know, when you found like, oh wait, I can actually do what I love and make money doing it.
Yeah.
It's game over, right? It's game over. And you went into it with the right purpose. You know, you never went into it. Like, a lot of people go into things for the money first, and I'm not gonna lie, I started that. You know, I started that way. I went in money first, and then I had to get kind of kicked a couple times to realize, well, the money doesn't make me happy. How do I make, you know, money doing something I love?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to reverse it a little bit. Took a little bit of time. So you went in with the right thoughts at the beginning.
Yeah, well, I gotta be honest with you, man, because once I finally, like, did get, like, a paid speaking engagement, you know, I think it was, like, $750.
Yeah, that's
big. $500, whatever. It's like, but you even said, it's like, dude, if somebody's gonna pay me to go and, like, speak in front of their audience, like, I don't care if it's $50.
Right.
Somebody's trusting you with the precious cargo, whether it's their kids, whether it's their employees, whether it's a church group or whatever. And I fell into that trap. It's like, I just want to get paid. Listen, there's nothing absolutely wrong with getting paid. That's why we're down.
Yeah,
here.
We
That's
love money.
We're growing.
Yeah.
We want to grow our pockets. Sure. Like, absolutely.
For sure.
However, I just want to piggyback, like, on when you're just, like, trying to go for money, you're never going to be happy, and you're going to start cutting corners on, like, your passion. Because as soon as I kind of, like, got my feet wet, like, on a couple stages and stuff, I wanted to go to McDowell, and I was going to charge McDowell, our high school, $3,000. You know, like, hey, to some people, $3,000 might not be a lot of money, but if you try to go pitch a school, a high school the size of McDowell, hey, my name is Miguel, I want to come speak to your 1,500 students, and here's my fee, $3,000. Door was closed. Door was closed right after, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. So then I started to go back down to Brew Erie open mic. You know, I would do a poetry night at the Gannon nightclub. I started to serve at the adolescent center because like that was my audience. Those were the kids that needed to hear my message. It's like, hey, you're in a situation right now where your decisions cause you to get into some trouble, but guess what, you can still change your thoughts, right? That Brian Tracy quote, know, your life is a reflection of your thoughts. If you want to change your life, change your thoughts. Like, it's a beautiful thing. You got somewhere because of your thoughts, but it's okay to let that beat you up. Accept it, own it, and get out of there and start making different decisions. I refocused. Dude, 3 years later, the principal McDowell called me, and we want you to come speak.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know what, I'll do it for free.
That's
because I was in my passion.
Yeah.
It didn't matter anymore. And dude, that was still to this day, like you said, over 200 schools or whatever, that free assembly at my high school, where I hid so much of myself, to do it for free, by far my greatest achievement so far as a
speaker. That's amazing. I didn't even know you did that. That's unbelievable. That's awesome. So I graduated McDowell too. So that's, to go back there and just like be in that feeling to let kind of go, I think, you know, let go of who you
are. Again, letting go of, you're always kind of just letting go to grow.
That's an amazing thing. And one of the things that I'm passionate about, but I also know what has got you to where you are today is not just all this reading, not just all this knowledge, not all this stuff. Like, you have to take action. And if you're hearing any of this, like, you just heard, like, he was going to adolescent centers. He was going to open mic nights. He was doing things that most people won't do.
And I got booed off Penn State Barron stage.
Right? Got booed off. Like,
you got to be vulnerable.
You got to be vulnerable, and you got to go do and take action. Like, you're hearing it from somebody like that is just completely, completely open to failure, learning, and when you're in your passion, you're no longer scared because you know that every step you take is getting you to the next level.
Right.
And, you know, I just admire that so much about you because, you know, I think a lot of people have this fear of failure, and then that causes procrastination. It causes them to maybe stay comfortable where they're at.
Right.
My question to you is, what helps you kind of motivate you to get out of your comfort zone?
Listen, if I'm not getting no's, if I'm not being challenged, that's what scares me.
Yeah.
Right. So I tell you what, that's a, if I'm starting to feel some sort of comfort, that's what drives me.
Okay.
That's what drives me now. You know, and like right now, you know, just talking to people, it's like, hey, oh, it's the winter, don't worry, the house is gonna sell. And in the back of my mind, like, I just like kind of like throw some fake headphones on because I don't want to hear that. People are buying right now.
Sure.
People are moving. It doesn't matter what, you know, so please be very careful of who you talk to. That's a cool thing about developing your mind is you can block that stuff out without being rude.
Yeah.
So, man, you know, like, I feel like as soon as, like, comfort starts to kind of settle in, and plus, like, I'm married, you know, I have a beautiful wife, so bro. we have a daughter. That's what drives me.
For sure.
Right? You know, thinking about what my parents did to get to where we're at, that drives me. My brothers drive me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my cousins who didn't have the same opportunity of growing up in in the States, like, that drives me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Like, I love that message that, you know, you do it for somebody else. You know, it's like, you know, you have this family, you have this wife, you have this amazing daughter, and it pushes you to be better.
Yeah.
And every single day, like he was talking a little bit about, you know, you're gonna get people in your life that will say, hey, you're doing good, right? You're doing good. And I think good is the enemy of great, right? And
yeah, you don't
even know. Even though people in your life, they might love you, they might tell you like, hey, I love you where you're at. And that's good. I want you to be loved where you're at, right? Mm-hmm. But don't accept where you're at now, because tomorrow that'll be not good enough.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So if somebody tells you, they're doing it out of love, you know, like if your mom or, you know, if your dad tells you like, hey, you know, I love you where you're at, like you don't need to change. That's fine, but don't accept it.
Because that will
kill you.
Yeah. If you want to feel good about yourself, go tell your mom or somebody that's not going to really necessarily like tell you the truth.
Right.
But if you really want some truth, find people like mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, dude, I'm getting challenged. Like we got a keynote yesterday from John C. Maxwell.
Yeah.
It's like you got to step out. You got to step out and go and be in like these environments. There's 30,000 people who are just like on a different level than I've even considered. Mm-hmm. But he's teaching the same principles of like surround yourself with people who are doing things that you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like challenge yourself. Check mm-hmm. out your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard all these things. You have to kind of do it. It's like, yeah, if you know, my wife would be like, oh honey, that was an awesome speech.
Yeah.
Like, that's my wife, of course she's gonna do it. But then as I told him, I'm like, please like start like really pushing
me. A little bit, yeah.
So, you know, what got me on this journey is I flew out to California. I went to this youth speaking conference and there was a speech smackdown. In the smackdown, I started to give a little bit of my talk in front of some of the top youth speakers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they critiqued me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, hey Miguel, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, it was like, do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's the vulnerability.
Yeah.
You gotta be willing to go to grow.
And you told, like, so this is great, because I mean, if you've watched anything of me, like recently, I've tried to get out of my own comfort shell, and I went on like a little challenge of like just basically posting a lot of videos of myself, kind of, you know, giving myself speeches a lot of times, but maybe sharing my message to others. And you know, Miguel reached out to me, you know, because I was posting these videos, and you know, he started with saying like, hey, do you mind if I give you some, you know, some critiques? And you know, it's because he knows like there's a lot of people out there that might be shy to those critiques.
Yeah.
But I go, bro, please tell me what you know, because I don't know what I don't know. And he gave me a really good tip about looking into the camera so I could connect with other people. And I was like, man, I really appreciate that. But like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not gonna be like, man, what do you mean? I don't know how to talk to video. I'm not gonna listen to Miguel. I was so open, you know, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I feel like this talk is helpful, but it is kind of fluffy. Like, if somebody's gonna like try to help you,
mm-hmm.
and you get offended, you got an ego problem.
Without a doubt.
And that's something that you gotta work within yourself. And he was just so open to it. It was just a minor shift,
mm-hmm.
but that minor shift, because you accepted it, mm-hmm. has definitely changed your influence.
Without a doubt. And I don't know, you know, like there's so much stuff that you do not know. And you know, he was talking about the ego. Like, I know for a fact that's the biggest thing that ever caused any pain in my life, was me having too big of an ego.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I can set my ego aside and think that, hey, I'm just a person and I can learn from everyone that I meet with and to improve myself. So then in turn, if I'm a better person, I can then serve other people as well.
That's
and
good.
You live in that. You live in that. And I'm so grateful to be with you today. And
thanks,
you know, just to kind of reiterate everything, you know, the journey that you've been on, you know, if you could go back 5 years from today and kind of speak to that Miguel, you know, speak to that Miguel when kind of just starting their journey, what would you tell that person, you know, for yourself to kind of get you through what's going on?
Be yourself.
Just be yourself, yeah.
Be nice to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Start to develop some sort of financial
literacy.
Competency.
Yeah.
Competency. You know, like my parents always grinded.
Yeah.
Always grinded.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have like the financial like education.
Yeah.
School doesn't teach you that necessarily.
Sure.
So I would do that. But ultimately, man, I would just like really start developing my mind.
Your voice, right?
Yeah, my voice. But just believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. Listen, people can believe in yourself until we're blue in the face and make you feel good and stuff. But man, as soon as we leave and you're by yourself and you're looking at that person in the mirror, man, convince yourself, sell yourself on what it is that you want to do, man.
Yeah.
It would just be so cool to just see everybody jumping and going and getting after it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the main thing that we like to share, you know, I like to share, of course, is the continued life journey of always improving, you know, never stopping, never actually getting to a finish line, because there is no finish line.
Right.
You know, John Maxwell talked about that yesterday. He said, yeah. You know,
if you get to the finish line, you're dead.
What's at the finish line? If there's a finish line, then you're finished, right? I love that when he said that. I was like, if there's a finish line and you finish, you're finished.
Right.
I don't want to be finished.
Right.
Like, there's no retirement. There's no finish line. There's just me constantly, every single day, improving.
Right.
So, to leave with that, I guess, you know, if you could picture yourself in 5 years, imagine who this Miguel is, you know, 5 years from now, what things I've achieved, what things I've accomplished, what things I have in my life, how my life looks, where am I living, all these things. Where would you see Miguel?
Oh, man. Hopefully I have some sort of book written.
I love that.
Right. Growing the business, but honestly, like, being better is like serving, you know, my family ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like the more like all these awesome things happen, the more that becomes more important to me.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, and it's a challenge, but honestly, continuing to vision myself and constantly growing, you know, like the visions that I had 10 years ago that have manifested because of the action, like the failures and mistakes that I'm doing now. I got to kind of dig for that again.
Yeah.
I got to dig for that and see where we're at.
Beautiful, man. So if you guys got any inspiration from today, I would truly suggest you go follow my man Miguel Inspired on Instagram.
For sure.
Any other way they can connect with you?
Instagram, I feel like, is the one avenue that I like to use. I don't, you know, Facebook is dope, but
you have a website though?
Yeah, I have a website, miguelspeaks.com, mosthighfitness.com. You know, we do in-home personal training in Erie, Pennsylvania, so it's like we go to school, we go to fire departments. Which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
But miguelspeaks.com. Love to come to your school, love to come to your office, whatever it is to help inspire.
Yeah, and then also, I mean, my man's killing it in the real estate game. Just took a leap and just been flipping houses. So if you're into real estate as well, want to talk and reach out to my man, definitely look out for him as well.
For sure. That's one of those things that requires action, though.
Yeah, real estate, 100% take action.
Well, yeah.
Speaking, I mean, this man speaks on the stage in front of 1,500 people,
right.
You know, so that takes some action. That takes some guts. That takes some courage, some vulnerability. So if you took anything from today, just take that you have the passion, you have the desire to do anything you want in this world, but you just have to take the action, believe in yourself, and just continue to grow. So thank you guys for joining today. Just subscribe, like the video, comment, share it, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks, Miguel.
Appreciate it. Miami, man. Miami.
Miami.